Nelson's lawsuit argues votes thrown out statewide for mismatched signatures disproportionately belong to young and minority voters and should ultimately be counted. Early admits the signature matching process is subjective, and the staff who perform it don't have any formal training on handwriting matching.
We don't require a perfect signature match. If we can say, okay, that loop and that loop over here looks exactly like it, it would be hard to forge that, and we don't see any other evidence of fraud anywhere, or any evidence of fraud, then we will accept the ballot.
Early says in Leon County, the board also attempts to match multiple signatures on file to the signature on the mail-in ballot. And he says for ballots with mismatched signatures, the elections office attempts to get voters to send in another signature to compare before the election day deadline. This year, Leon received about 27,000 vote-by-mail ballots and rejected less than 100 for mismatched or missing signatures. For WFSU News, I'm Eleanor Clark.